Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So it's Monday. You might be a little slumped. You might not feel so motivated to get your butt to work.
A little sluggish.
That might be a thing.
Yeah.
And that's okay, because sometimes that happens. I felt a little bit of that today, this morning. But I walked around the lake, and then I felt better, got a little exercise.
Wait, when the sun is out, though, that makes a big difference for
me. Huge. Our next guest is here to not only bust you out of your Monday lack of motivation, but also to talk about productivity in general and what are the greatest zappers and how to avoid them. Jan Lehman is a productivity expert and also the founder of CTC Productivity. Jan, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you very much.
So is it just Monday or is it every day that the clients you work with have a problem with?
I would say it's most every day.
It's most every day. I've read through your materials, and that's why I asked you to come on the show, because I know some of us use the excuse, oh, I'm just feeling so lazy, or I went down a rabbit hole on YouTube. But you say there are some like key productivity zappers. Share with us what those are and then maybe how we can avoid them.
Yeah, well, I'd say in this day and age, I think one of the biggest issues I see is everybody is so distracted in this very reactionary kind of respond ASAP sort of mode. Mm-hmm. And one of the most important things we need to do is take a step back and really focus on our top priorities and stop kind of the distractions. And so I really recommend to people, there's really no reason to have all the notifications and, you know, a visual pinging popping up in front of you, unless it's something like you need to get out of your seat and be somewhere in like 10 minutes. But everybody has all the notifications on and pinging and texting. And every time you get interrupted, you lose about 20 minutes of your thought process. And so it's just this crazy environment of two steps forward, one back. So just simply turning off all those distractions can be a huge help.
You know, that's so true. Like when you see a text come up or, you
it's
know,
very Pavlovian. Yeah.
Writing a proposal.
Oh, it's so much. Well said.
Yeah. No, I what you're saying is really resonating with me, Jan. Because we're all doing 15 things at once, and we have this illusion. I think we're all a little delusional. We think we can do 15 things well at once, when in fact you're doing 15 things not so well.
Mm-hmm.
What do you tell people in terms of taking a break? Because I find if I don't get some alone time, some time to focus and try to be creative away from all the screens, there's no way I can be creative. What do you tell your clients?
Yeah, spot on, Paul. We are a huge believer in every single person in a company having at least an hour of what we call focus time. And that would be time that it's understood by everybody in your business that you don't interrupt that person. They're just asking for 1 hour of quiet. And ideally you find the time of day that's going to be best for you. A lot of people will assume that 4 o'clock is the right time because the office gets quiet. But ideally, what we're looking for is that time of day when you are the most on and you can do your best work. So you can, you know, write something as near to perfect as you possibly could. We also will tell our friends that are big procrastinators that you probably need to do the work you're procrastinating during that time when your energy level's really high, because it's a lot harder at 4 o'clock at the end of the day when you're tired. And so really carving out that time is pretty critical.
So do like the thing you hate the most, the thing you don't want to do the most, probably do it first thing in the morning.
If you're a morning person.
Okay.
So about 80% of people are morning people. But the idea being that do the thing you procrastinate or that you need to have, you know, your most focus because you need to really, you know, wrap your head around a complex task or something strategic, that sort of thing.
Wait, you buried the lead. 80% of Americans are morning people? When did that happen? Really?
Yeah. They're more focused in the morning. Yeah, roughly about 80% of us are morning people.
Wow. I could
see
that.
And then there's the people that are highly focused at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, which is when I want to take a nap.
Well, see, and even those of us who think we're night people, you know, I've worked nights most of my life, even those who think we are, if I need to write a proposal or get a really a strongly worded email out, you know, or a properly worded, you know, it's after my coffee in the morning when I'm my sharpest. So, yes, we could have moments in the evening or have, you know, a spurt of energy. But I think she's right about this. Even those who think we're night people, we probably are the most focused and have the most energy in the morning. You also wrote something else, Jan, and something I read that you had written about people being distracted and eliminating distractions. And I know you talked about the pings and the alerts, but you gave me just an example about one of your clients who, by moving his desk in his office, increased productivity. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. Actually, it was a woman, and she's just this lovely woman, very extremely strategic, creative thinker. And her, you know, her mind is just constantly, you know, wants to wander. And we found that she had her desk facing out, looking out over this beautiful green area where there were lots of birds, and she would get distracted by the animals. And so by purely turning her desk around and having her face, you know, more of a wall.
Yeah, face of the
when
wall.
She was doing her work was huge. But yeah, when, you know, for my clients that have ADHD, that certainly can be very much a challenge. And for, you know, for many of us that are just looking for some reason to procrastinate our work, any distraction we'll take.
Jan, to that end, my business is we have the whole open concept, you know, the cubicles, and nobody has a personal office. And I get that. Yeah. And it's nice and it's very democratic. But are we getting stuff done when we're all out in the open like that?
No, you know, sadly, the whole open office workspace, you know, came into vogue when they were thinking, oh, we'll make this, you know, this great collaborative, you know, highly communicative environment. But sadly, that pendulum swung way too far and killed productivity. And so I'm coaching a lot of companies now to pull back from that. Mm-hmm. It's nice to have the open space if you're truly working on a project team and you really need to keep everybody abreast of what you're doing and what you're learning. But most of us, again, need kind of quiet thinking time. And so the whole office, open office environment, no, was a huge hit for productivity.
Yes, you're right. Because
it's so hard.
I know what every one of my employees personal lives, what they're doing
exactly.
Right now, because they're on the phone and there's no way to hide that, right? I mean, all right.
And the
good
irony
advice.
Is they wanted it to improve communication, but it really hurt communication because you don't really want to talk to the person next to you because then you're going to interrupt the other people around you.
You're right.
You know, and back where I sit, I sit with Susan Blanche, our former producer, and she functions better with a lot of noise. She's got a radio on, she's singing, she's snapping her hands, she's tapping her pencil and her foot. And not that I need it silent, but I need a little bit of quiet, you know, especially when I'm writing or I'm reading. I do a lot of reading.
Right.
And I've actually said to her, Sue, can you turn it down? She goes, I cannot. She said, no. So you need to put on your headphones. And I look ridiculous, but I put on my headphones when I'm sitting at my desk because I don't have another option. Yeah. But she knows how she functions best. And now I know that mama needs some quiet to focus.
Yeah, so that's awesome.
I hear you, Jan.
No, and we're all so different and so quirky. And it's really, there's no like cookie cutter solution. So it's really figuring out like, am I distractible? And am I a procrastinator? Am I a morning person? And then kind of, you know, setting yourself up for success. I'm with you. I can't listen to music and think that wouldn't
can't
work.
Do it. Yeah, I can't do it.
Jan Lehman, this has been very helpful. Mm-hmm. And we'd like to have you back for more down the road.
Yeah,
is that okay?
Absolutely.
Jan, where can people find you?
Our website is CTC Productivity. The CTC stands for Circle the Customer because we do home organizing in addition to productivity consulting. Our clients are stressed out often before they even get to work, so we kind of help them in every aspect of their life.
Awesome. Jan Lehman, CTC Productivity. Thanks for the time, Jan.
Very cool. Thanks, Jan.
Yeah, thank you.
Also what we should talk to her about. Like if my desk isn't organized, I have a hard time working. I do. Like I don't. I mean, right now we have papers everywhere because we're in the midst of the show.
But if a desk is too neat, if everything is neat and in their own little pile.
Well, mine isn't that neat.
To me, that cries out that person doesn't have enough to do.
Well, I do have some serious emotional problems. But
we know that.
But I kind of need things. Like when I sit down at my home office, you know, my coffee goes in one spot and I do have to kind of.
Yeah. We are all creatures of habit.
Yeah. Interesting. Oh, oh, oh.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.